Well, last month I kind of forgot about questions and answers because we had, this was end of November. Anyway, I don't remember what was going on, but I got kind of distracted from that and did not have any questions or to put in the box. But I did discover a couple of questions put into the box this past week. And so I thought, well, we will deal with those two questions tonight. And so we're going to have question and answers tonight. And if you have a Bible question that you would like to have answered, you can put that in the suggestion box that's on the table back in the foyer. Or if you have a sermon suggestion or a Bible class topic that you would like to study, you can use that box for those suggestions as well. And I do check it regularly, and so I'm always glad to see a good questions, suggestions, and other topics that are put into that box. And so we have two good questions tonight to think about in reference to the Bible. And the first question is this: can the devil give you a vision tempting you from God? And can God intervene in the vision? All right. So this is a very interesting question. And of course, the questioner is asking about visions. And the Bible does record that there were some visions during the Bible time. A vision was a miraculous event that prophets experienced when God took control of the prophet's visual experience and showed them something that was either beyond the physical world or to which they did not have immediate access somehow. And we have been looking at the visions of Ezekiel on Wednesday night, and so he has some visions. And usually the visions that we find in the Old Testament are concerning heavenly activities. There's a couple of visions in the New Testament also, one that the Apostle Paul talks about but doesn't elaborate on in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 and following. Peter had a vision when he saw all the animals come down in a great sheet from heaven in Acts chapter 10. And the revelation of John is a grand vision that God gave. So visions in the Bible usually take on some extraordinary qualities. They are prophetic in nature in a lot of ways. And some more examples can be found in 1 Kings 23, where Micaiah has a vision of the throne room of God, where God is convincing, or there are those who are before God who want to be a lying spirit in the mouth of the false prophets to the king of Israel at that time, King Ahab. And Micaiah saw that vision and tried to tell him otherwise, that he shouldn't listen to the lying spirits, but he didn't pay attention to Micaiah. Isaiah has a vision, Isaiah chapter 6, of the throne room of God, as does Ezekiel, and Ezekiel's 1 through 3. Daniel has several visions that he records in the book of Daniel. And these visions are oftentimes quite detailed and specific. And God uses these visions, he used these visions in a variety of different ways to appoint prophets, to establish the prophet's credibility, to communicate heavenly events that are taking place, to condemn present evils, and to reveal the future in some cases. And God used these miraculous prophetic visions frequently to communicate his will. But to my knowledge, there are no examples of the devil giving a vision to someone of the quality that God gives visions. So you see, a lot of visions come from God, but there's not a lot of, and there's one possible exception that I'm going to look at here, and that is in Matthew chapter 4. And we'll look at that in just a moment. But the question is, can the devil give you a vision tempting you from God? Well, I want to say something about the devil before we answer that question. The Bible teaches that the devil can certainly distort and twist one's beliefs in a deceitful and evil way. And so, inasmuch as we're talking about an objective, miraculous type vision that God gives, I don't think the devil does that kind of thing per se. But can he so distort our thinking, our beliefs, and how we perceive things? Perhaps, yes, in some ways. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 14 says that Satan can transform himself into an angel of light. He can make evil look like good, and he can make good look like evil. He has tremendous powers of deception, and we should always be watching against his evil activities. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour." And so the Bible teaches that the devil is the adversary of mankind and is involved in tempting mankind to do evil. Now, of course, there are temptations that come from our own desires also, and that is another aspect of temptation. And so it's not just the devil, you know, like they used to say, oh, I can't remember the name of the show, but years ago, you know, Flip Wilson, the devil made me do it. Yeah, well, a lot of you probably don't even know who Flip Wilson is, but anyway. So it's not just the devil made me do it. You know, there is an aspect to our own desires that is involved in it also. Now, to the one interesting case that I could think of, and if you could think of another one, I'd be happy to entertain that thought. But Matthew chapter 4 and verses 1 through 11 is a story of when Satan comes to tempt Jesus. And in this series of temptations, first of all, Jesus is in the wilderness. And there's every indication that all the temptations took place while he was in the wilderness, because he's in the wilderness before the temptations and he's in the wilderness after the temptations. And the first temptation is simply turn these stones into bread. Jesus says, no, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So that temptation is passed. The second temptation, and this is where I think you get into the territory of some kind of vision. It says that the devil took him up to the pinnacle of the temple and said, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you, you know. And Jesus' answer was, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Okay. And then the next temptation, the devil took Jesus up to a high mountain, it says. And again, I think this is some kind of a vision. And showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to Jesus, I will give you all of these kingdoms if you will bow down and worship me. And Jesus' response was, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And so the devil left, departed from him, and Jesus was still in the wilderness. So there was some kind of vision there that Jesus was tempted with, but it seems like a special circumstance or situation. But can the devil, just as a hypothetical question, can the devil give a person a vision tempting him or her? Hypothetically, I suppose it is possible, hypothetically. So, and this was permitted by God, by the Spirit. The Spirit took Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted. God permitted that whole series of temptations. So, but I think the questioner is asking about visions today. That's kind of how I think the question is going. Can the devil give you a vision tempting you from God, and can God intervene in the vision? And I assume the questioner means, can that happen right now, today? Not necessarily hypothetically in the age of miracles or anything, but today. Does that happen today? And I want to answer this question in this way. First, God does not give miraculous visions today, because those miracles ended at the time after the time of the apostles, very shortly after the time of the apostles. And if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verses 8 through 10, it says, love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, and remember, visions are part of prophecies in the scheme of the Old Testament. A vision is something that a prophet received, and the prophet then gave the prophecy based upon the vision, right? So whether there be prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But then when that which is perfect or complete has come, then that which is in part will be done away. And what is that which is complete versus that which is in part? Well, the miraculous prophecy, miraculous knowledge, miraculous tongues were all ways in which God communicated in part with the people of that day and time. But when that communication is complete, when it's perfect, when it's full, then the part will be done away with. What's the communication? It is His holy word. We have the completely revealed word of God today in the book that we know as the Bible. And so those miraculous gifts are no longer needed today. And so the partial has been done away in lieu of the complete. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly or completely furnished to every good work. And so the word of God completely furnishes to every good work. Prophecies, tongues, knowledge, and other miracles did not completely furnish to every good work. They could not. By their nature, they only dealt with specific things. But the completely revealed will of God deals with everything that needs to be dealt with. It completely furnishes us to every good work. And so with the ending of these powers came the ending of prophetic visions also. And according to Revelation 20 and verse 2, Satan's powers have also been bound. So neither God nor the devil are going to be giving miraculous visions today. Some, however, claim to have visions today, miraculous visions. Many times these so-called visions are used to justify some teaching or some preaching that is different than what is revealed in the Word of God. For example, in the early to mid 1800s, a man by the name of Joseph Smith came along, and he claimed to have miraculous visions from God. And those visions, he said, gave him new information that was not in the Bible. Well, we should remember the warning that is found in Galatians chapter 1 and verses 8 and 9. It says, "But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed." And so whether it's man, whether it's an angel, whether it's a demon or whatever, if it's some other gospel than what's in the Word, God says that entity is accursed for doing that. And so we must listen to what the Word of God says today, not what people claiming to have visions say. 1 John 4 and verse 1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." So, from an objective point of view, can the devil give you a vision tempting you from God, and can God intervene in the vision? Hypothetically, just looking at it from a hypothetical point of view, the answer is yes, that has happened in the past. Could happen, and God let that happen in the past. From a practical point of view, is that going to happen today? No, it's not going to happen today, because the age of miracles has ceased. Now, just from an objective point of view. Now, having said that, people can have very vivid and intense dreams about many things. I personally have had some very vivid and intense dreams about spiritual matters. And it is tempting when you have those dreams to think, well, God gave me this dream or something like that. Okay, I'm just saying it's tempting. But we need to resist that temptation of believing that and thinking that. Those dreams are more a reflection of me. And your dreams are a reflection of you. And what you see in your dreams tell you something about you. And what I see in my dreams tell me something about me. That's the truth of the matter. Dreams are not miraculous. They are normal. It's normal to have dreams. And if you're a spiritual person, you may have some spiritually related dreams. That's very possible. One might very well have a dream about being tempted by the devil, and then God saving that person in the dream. That is very possible. I'm not saying that couldn't happen. That could happen. But it is not part of God's economy to do that anymore. From a miraculous point of view, it would more indicate something about yourself as a believer, or something about yourself as one who is trying to struggle with an issue or a problem. I remember when I was back in college and I was struggling mightily to overcome several problems in college algebra, and I couldn't solve one, and I went to bed, and the next morning I woke up and I had the solution. Wow. My mind had been working on that while I was asleep, and the answer came to me while I was asleep, what the answer was. And I told my kids that story one time, and they just looked at me and said, "Dad, you are a nerd." Okay. Well, I guess I can accept that. But dreams are like that. They reveal to us something about ourselves, maybe about our own concerns, maybe about our own desires, and about our own problems. And I don't know who wrote this question, if it was a young person or an old person, but what I would suggest is that if you had some kind of dream, sit down with someone and talk to them about it. See what you can learn about yourself. And I think that would probably be the best course of action to pursue in regard to that. But is God going to let the devil do that to you? No. Is God going to do that? No. But it can happen that we have subjectively a dream about spiritual matters. All right, well, I hope that's clear. If it's not, then put another question in the box and I'll try to do a better job answering.